The power of no. Discussing the subject of government decision-making, some once said, quote, "There is no power in yes." If a government official says yes a lot, he's severely limiting his opportunity to receive bribes. To me, that explains a lot about government behavior. That's why, in totalitarian societies, everything is illegal, but officials are bribable. Actually, the government is not the only one who can say no. Citizens can do that too. And I think we should be saying no a lot more often. Let me tell you why. Suppose for a minute that everyone suddenly got the, quote, legal right to say no, and they started actually saying no. The income of the average citizen would pretty much just about double immediately. If we could say no to income taxes, Social Security taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes, license fees, permit fees, and so forth. If we could say no to all this armed robbery, we would end up with a net income about twice what we have now. Of course, the income of government criminals would immediately fall to just about zero. But it wouldn't be hard for them to get an honest income by actually working for a living. Of course, many people would still want to pay for protection. But they could choose who to pay and how much to pay. I think around 90% of the government income is devoted to maintaining the terrorist apparatus that is needed to keep the tax, graft, and corruption scam going. You won't see that in the official budget, of course, but there's a lot of governmental cash flow that is recorded off the books, if it's recorded at all. Citizens are not allowed to know about such things, of course. If we obtained the right of refusal and kept it, we could expect the GDP to grow about 20% a year. As of the last few years, the economy has probably been shrinking because of the increasingly voracious appetites of the ruling kleptocracy. But citizens are not allowed to know about such things, of course. If we could maintain the right of refusal for 10 years, and if we could maintain a 20% growth rate, at the end of 10 years, our economy would be 6 times larger than it is now. If the average income is now $50,000, and it doubled to 100,000, then at the end of 10 years of 20% growth, the average income would be 600,000 real, non-inflated dollars. I'm not the only one saying things like this. Catherine Austin Fitz is an ex-HUD official and all-around smart lady. She hired an analyst to figure out the growth rates in a scenario like this. He came back with numbers she thought were far too optimistic. She told the analyst she didn't believe the numbers, and he said, "Check it yourself." So she did, and then agreed that he'd been right. Ironically, adopting the right of refusal would make the elites a lot richer than they are now, and a whole lot safer. Everyone would perceive the system as fair because they could just say no if they thought it wasn't fair. Maybe we can actually convince our rulers to stop shooting themselves in the whatever. Of course, that would all require a complete reform of our governance. Can we form institutions that fight authoritarian crime but are funded by voluntary contributions? Actually, we already have organizations that almost fulfill that role. They're called churches. But there are some challenges. Many of the churches are polluted with authoritarian ideology. We have Christian soldiers marching as to war. Religious figures are often described in authoritarian terms. The churches do not stand up against the crimes of the state as much as they could. Some churches even collude with the state. Embracing the right of refusal could provide an ideological framework that could unite the churches and the charitable organizations and give them the power they need to stand up against the crimes of the state. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.